The Global Logistics Hub Initiative is expected to provide significant opportunities for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. Chief Executive Officer at the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, Valerie Vieira, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss some of the possibilities for the MSME sector. We now bring you excerpts of that interview.
Most people think of the hub as the port.
Like a transshipment.
And really, it's not the coming through, you know. People are coming through with needs.
That's right.
And people are going to be stopping. So our group has to come into all the service and products for living. People going to want to buy clothes. People want entertainment. Mm-hmm. Those who are going to be here are going to need housekeepers. They're going to need schools for the children, caregivers. Mm-hmm. All the services, spa treatment. And they want real Jamaican authentic food and gift and craft. There's all that possibility.
There's opportunity.
Yes, for big ecosystem. But you see, we have heard about the hub just in terms of plane and ship.
Transshipment.
Yes.
And we don't think in terms of the production, in terms
the
of the services.
Ecosystem. And I always ensure that the M, the micro, because now we have seen that they can participate. It's how you do it, the methodology. We talk about clustering.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 people might be able to come together, 10 producers. And they enter the market like a small or a medium-sized company.
Okay.
So JBDC is mandated to prepare them for that eventuality, you know. So it is important for them to see themselves as part of it. It's a new business model, for Jamaica. And we have to ensure that micro, small and medium understands it's the global marketplace.
Yes.
There is no Jamaican standard.
it's
international standards. So we at JBC, we have to do a lot of the back end. Explaining about standards and the requirements. Explaining about managing a business successfully. Dealing with the policymakers in terms of the support systems that must be in place to ensure. Because it's not just going to happen. People have to be properly prepared. We're going to demystify, as we did with the entrepreneurial policy, all the new regulations and laws, ABC, so people understand how it applies to them and how to go about that. Talking about negotiations, because there will be business-to-business negotiations.
Yes.
So if you will work as a contractor with a big company to provide services and products, you need to understand how that goes. Because we will not support affirmative action. It's a business, and you must understand and be respected in the relationship. So this is a lot of that kind of work. We had talked about repurposing our loan program, because that is another problem. People need funding to do a lot of this, but they need the right funding, the right product, right terms and conditions. But they need to be prepared even for the right product.
Mm.
So we have repurposed a unit under guidance from our minister, where we normally provided loans to startups and productive sector startups and expansions.
You don't do that anymore.
We're not doing that now because they are rationalizing other ends of the journey. Our role now is to provide consultancy for financial literacy. People need to understand how to count the beans and when to count the beans.
What do you say to those who say, that's not the most critical thing. I need to get some money to get started here now. And consultancy is good, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what I need most now.
All right. I usually have the checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, tell me what you're going to do with the money and how you're going to spend it and how you're going to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
Once you answer that, then obviously you know what you're doing.
Yes.
It's not you coming to say how much money may I have for you.
Because
there's none to give.
Mm-hmm.
It's a loan, and loan means repayment.
That's
how business works.
Yes.
So this is critical. No, I want to clearly say it's not always the money, the finance, that is the first order of business. You need something to finance. So you need to have the product or service properly designed and your business plan intact. Then you get the money.
Mm.
You know,
before the horse.
You must know how it's going to work. So it's a very active process. So it's really building capacity. While we help them to do the plan, we're saying build capacity to continue the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be sustainable,
whatever
we do.
Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Valerie Vieira, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.